Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
His comments were not based on new or fresh intelligence or new indications that Mr. Putin has made a decision to use nuclear weapons.
Department of Defense spokesperson John Kirby downplayed President Biden's remarks last week about Russia's potential use of nuclear weapons. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky alleges Russia has begun to, quote, prepare their society for it, but Western countries say there has been no evidence of intent. OPEC's decision to reduce oil production by 2 million barrels a day next month will harm the global economy, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Sunday. Financial analyst Stephen Schork says rising world inflation, including high energy prices, is sowing the seed for a recession.
A recession at this point is unavoidable. We have energy costs and food costs that are soaring, that are not going to come down.
Former President Donald Trump held a rally in Nevada on Saturday for his endorsed Republican candidates, promoting distrust in voting results.
Best to vote on election day. It's much harder for them to cheat that way. Best of all, just storm the place.
In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis accused migrants of looting in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian.
These are people that are foreigners. They're illegally in our country. And not only that, they try to loot and ransack after, in the aftermath of a natural disaster.
A Kaiser Family Foundation poll shows half of Americans have heard little about COVID-19 booster shots. The president's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the need for boosters varies considerably.
There would be certainly a greater benefit if you were an elderly person or a person who has an underlying condition. If you're a young, healthy person, the relative differential of the benefit might be less, but there would be a degree of benefit essentially for everyone.
Scientists expect a surge in COVID and flu cases this fall. Around 40% of adults in the U.S. have so far received a third COVID shot. At least 185 people have been killed in protests across Iran, Norway-based Iran Human Rights said Saturday. Assistant professor of Middle East Studies at Johns Hopkins University, Narges Bajoli, says the women-led protests are challenging the Islamic Republic.
When you see this kind of uprising that sort of takes over the nation, in the sense that what we see is it's spread to different areas of the country, this means that it's tapping into something much deeper.
I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.